Terry McAuliffe skips campaign events days before election. By Jacob Bliss on October 29, 2021. Virginia gubernatorial candidate and former Governor Terry McAuliffe, D., appeared to cancel or skip campaign events only days before Tuesday's bellwether election. McAuliffe, on Thursday night, did not show up for a Get Out the Vote GOTV event in Prince William County. Instead, the candidate for Lieutenant Governor Delaware, Hala Ayala, appeared in McAuliffe's place. Following the recent trend of Virginia Democrat candidates having low turnout at campaign events, Ayala seemed to be speaking before a smaller crowd. McAuliffe evidently did not appear at an event on Friday either. The event was supposed to be a part of his scheduled GOT bus tour at a brewery in Alexandria, Virginia. The Democrat candidate claimed he could not attend due to weather. Still, a small crowd gathered inside the brewery waiting for him to show up, according to a Just the News political correspondent, who published the video on social media. CNN's Dan Merica recently reported that McAuliffe's campaign feels tense leading up to the race's final days. Merica noted that the crowds McAuliffe is seeing at the events he's holding are not the typical fired-up crowd that is usually seen days before an election. It still says something about this race that McAuliffe has had to call on a number of top Democrats to come down here to rally the troops, Mercia said, talking about former President Barack Obama, President Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris, who have all campaigned in Virginia in recent days. Politico reported Carrie Berlin, who worked as the regional GOT director for Virginia Democrats, left her critical role 4 days before the election to work on Capitol Hill as a scheduler for Representative Seth Moulton, DMA. A recent poll from Fox News revealed that Youngkin pulled ahead of McAuliffe by 8 points with the election less than a week away. Youngkin's momentum changed, showing him at 53% to 45% among likely voters. This was a major change from roughly 2 weeks ago when McAuliffe led by 11 points with likely voters, 52 to 41%. Another poll from Co/Efficient showed Youngkin in the lead as well. The Republican has 47% support among likely voters compared to the Democrats' 43% of support among likely voters. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.